Elizabeth Dahlke from Montello, Wisconsin, and my proficiency area is diversified livestock placement.
Well, let me first of all congratulate you on being named a national proficiency winner.
Thank you.
What's the feeling like being on stage at the national convention and having your name announced as that national winner?
Oh, it was crazy. The most amazing part was just hearing all those Wisconsin supporters out there and being able to represent my state.
Well, take a moment and tell us about your proficiency area.
Okay. We own 5,000 hybrid bluegills in a 2-acre pond. We have 100 head of beef and dairy steers, along with a herd of 27 purebred Hereford beef cows that have calves every spring.
Well, that is diversified. Tell me a little bit about the bluegill side of things.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
When my parents purchased the land we now live on, there were 2 3-quarter-acre ponds included in the purchase, and we have the perfect setup with a spring running through our property, so we don't have to pay to pump the water. So we decided to try out raising bluegills, and it's kind of strange because not many people have that kind of setup in Wisconsin, but we decided it'd be interesting just to try it out, and this is where it's got me.
So is there a particular side of the operation or any aspect of it that you like more than the others?
There's so many skills from both sides that have helped me greatly over the years, and learning about the fish was a completely different experience. So being able to learn the new ideas and just learn from experience, that was very interesting.
So, Elizabeth, do you think that your proficiency area is going to point you in a career path, maybe?
I'm pursuing a career in the medical career. However, all the skills that I've learned through my Diversified Livestock Project relate to nursing. The observation, record keeping, the overall health, all that relates back to the career that I've chosen, and all the skills will help me in the future.
I would imagine that there may be some folks along the way that have been support and encouragement.
There are so many people to thank right now. My advisor, Brian Hendrickson, he's been there for me last 5 years of my FFA career, my parents, my little brother Johnny, all of our school staff, my superintendent and principal are actually down here, and all of their support has been just so overwhelming. I'm thankful to all of them.
For those younger FFA members that were sitting in the audience watching this National Proficiency Ceremony, what words of encouragement would you give them?
I would say that I was in their seat 4 years ago, and I never dreamed that I'd be here with you today. And there are so many individuals in the community that are happy just waiting for you to ask them for help, and just take your chances and ask for others to be there. And
Elizabeth, congratulations again on being a national proficiency winner.
Thank you.